Hi, I'm Lindsay Williams, your podcast host, and welcome to Busy Mum's Fitness Corner, Manifesting Through Motherhood, where we dive deep into the empowering journey of balancing motherhood and personal wellness. As modern day mums, we can possess an incredible ability to manifest your dreams while nurturing your family's well-being. Join me as we explore the transformative power of mindset, goal setting and self-care, equipping you with practical strategies to create the life you envision. And who said manifesting has to be hard? Are you giving manifesting and motherhood enough credit? As parents, as a mother, we have to celebrate our wins, whether they are motherhood wins, whether they are manifesting wins, they all come together. As parents, we don't just want to be parents. We want to be individuals. We want to be business owners. We want to achieve things. We don't want people looking at us just thinking we are just our parent. Yes, we are just our parent. We wasn't born a parent. We was born us, and we can lose our identity. So it's so important that we are giving ourselves enough credit. And especially if you're listening to this, you obviously love manifesting. And manifesting, it just plays a big role to your life. It does for me. I just think about all the things that I do around manifesting. And before manifesting wasn't a bigger part of my life. And how my life has changed as a mother, as a business owner, by putting things into place for manifesting, like my goal setting, my habit stacking, my networking, my collaborations, all the things that I do for me as a mother. I like to set the goals in manifesting. I like to do strategic goals, the way I'm going to up-level my business. So it's really peeling back that onion and looking at what we need to do for these big wins. And we need to give ourselves more credit. And people that have children, sometimes I speak to a lot of mums and they always say, well, I haven't got enough time and this. And then they say, you know what? I'm talking to the wrong person talking to you, because you're clearly doing a lot more than I've just said what I can't do. And I said, I'm not one for preaching, but I know deep inside you have the ability to open yourself up. You can achieve so many different things. We learn and grow and we evolve all the time. We have upgrades. I have had so many upgrades in the last couple of years. Who would have thought I would have published a book? I would have had 2 podcasts. I would be teaching people to podcast, teaching people to publish books. There's no way. But I remember sitting, writing my goals out as a mother with my son sat upstairs, writing goals, what I wanted to achieve. I bought this. I went to WH Smith and I bought this big journal and I started writing, what do I want to make a passive income, what do I need to up level and I started making these little incremental upgrades, and I just kept evolving my business and setting a little goal and achieving the goal. And then with a goal, you get people celebrating that with you. That gives you the confidence and inspires you to do more. Then you do something else and then you up level again. And then it's just become, and I look now and I look to all the goals that I set out for myself. Like, what one of the things that was creating a group to then grow an audience, to do a podcast, to diversify all my fitness. And I did start to talk a little bit more about manifesting within my podcast, because it's something I love. And I wanted to call my book Manifesting Through Motherhood. So I slightly changed my podcast because I just want to talk about manifesting, not in like the woo-woo way. It's a way that works for me. And mums that I see in the salon, they will say like, I can't believe what you've done. Like, people that have known me forever from school, like, you've done this and I can't believe you're doing this. And I used to always doubt myself in my little mind and think, like, you know, where I came from, or, you know, the people at school that was in the better classes than me. And I always thought they're just going to be these big, amazing people. And it isn't the case now. And I think how much so we doubt ourselves as people before we are parents. And there's one thing that I know I haven't failed on, is being a parent. And I was not prepared to be a mum with a child with additional needs. But I I knew, and I manifested this little boy, and I knew he was going to be special, and I knew he would change my life. And I am glad the way he is, because I feel like it really makes me appreciate things more. I've got a really good bond with him, and we all love being parents. If you've got whatever children, they might be old children, we love to nurture, that's in us. And if you're a manifester like me, you love to nurture because you get involved, you get stuck in. We spend time on projects, what we're doing in our business, in our lives. We spend time with friendship groups, nurturing those and growing those. And we just see overnight this, we see us evolving and changing, and our children get older and we see their achievements. It's just great. And we don't give ourselves enough credit sometimes. And I feel like manifesting is just this big thing for me. And I feel like it gives me hope as a mum. I feel like it gives me something to manifest. Like, we talk about manifesting, but we have to manifest something to come to light. So we set ourselves little goals, and I find them exciting, no matter what way you are going to implement them or work on them. Like, I've just literally came home today, and Amazon came, and last week I did a masterclass, and I did a attitude of gratitude journal, and it's just arrived. And I just laughed at myself. And it's surreal when my own books come through the post. So I just wanted to create something for my listeners, for me, because I love to write things down. So I've created something that I wanted to write. And it's funny now, thinking a couple of years ago, I was just buying other people's books. Now I can create my own books. Now I teach people to create books. And that's a massive motherhood win. Like, I'm looking after me and my self-development, my personal development. You need to look after you, no matter what you're doing. You don't have to do crazy things. You can just do one little thing. It might just be, an exercise or a health and wellness manifesting win. It could just be getting up early in the morning. We all have to start somewhere, and we don't give ourselves enough credit. And that's why I love, love, love habit stacking. And I just do different things. I've got my little desk area within the house, and I've got my journals, my planners, and I look at the week. And when I'm looking at manifesting, I also look at my diary as a mum. My husband works shifts, so I have to look how am I going to do my work? How am I going to see clients? How am I going to work the school runs? So I have to implement this all together. So I've got to make it work. I've got to time block. I need my exercise. I need my habit stacking. I need to eat. I need to socialise. I need to collaborate. I need to go and see my mum, I need to go and see my nan, I need to be a wife, I need to cook, clean, I need to do my social media, I'm doing everything, my accounts, I'm doing everything, I'm growing my business, because I like to do it myself. And when people say, I really don't have the time to do all this, but then I think, we do have the time, because there is a lot of hours in the day, but I think we procrastinate so much on our phone. I include do that as well. We have got the time to do it, if we master it, and it takes time to master. It took me a while. I've always done my hair and beauty, so I've been self-employed since for about 20 years now. So I've mastered my timings, but now also I've got this other business that I'm trying to grow, so I've popped that into it. And I wasn't a mother years ago, so now I've got a child within the mix. So it's just balance, having really good boundaries and working the manifesting into it. So how is manifesting going to work for you? What you're going to manifest this week, this month, and this year? Have you got a 5-year plan? You've just got to do it at your own speed. Don't, when people manifest, say, oh, I'm not, nothing's happened, and I'm like, yeah, it can happen. You've just got to give it time. And I've done a couple of talks lately on manifesting and, my publishing. And I say to people, you've got to go out and think about what you need. And you start seeing signs. And if you don't believe in manifesting, it's not going to work. And I also say to people, where's the harm in manifesting? You don't have to tell people you're manifesting. You have your own way of manifesting what you feel comfortable with doing. You don't have to tell it to the world. You don't have to put it on social media. You just write it down in your notes, in your diary. Just manifest for you. Think about what you want and visualize it. Smell it, feel it. Just sell it. You just got to really absorb what you're going to be manifesting this week. And it was really funny. I did a talk on last Friday, and I talked about what I talked to a few women, and I was saying about what are you going to manifest this week, and we talked about different scenarios, and I said, actually, I'm going to pick flowers, because I absolutely love flowers. And I literally went home, and my client came, and she opened the gate, and she was there with two bunches of flowers, and I just laughed, and she said, what are you laughing at? I said, I'd actually said, son, I've just been manifesting some flowers. And she, you know, I didn't expect that. And you might say it's a coincidence, but she said, I wasn't going to get you flowers. I was just thinking, I'm going to go cheer Lindsay up, or I'm going to go and get her some flowers, because I feel like she really, you know, she really deserves that. And I thought, you know, that could have gone one way or the other. But because I was focusing on it, then that's something that was in my mind. And I was thinking how them flowers would make me feel, how I love flowers, I like the colour, and how I like, you know, I love to see flowers in my salon, in my house, in my hallway. I just absolutely love flowers. So that's something I think about a lot. So when I seen the flowers, I was just laughing, and she was laughing as well, because she knows what I'm like. And I was so grateful for them. And I was just like, and then I've had for the last couple of weeks, I've had my multivite in my bra, and I felt like the power of that has been really like strong. So, but you've got to be very careful with crystals, because there's something going on and you're not prepared for it. Once you've got your affairs and your life and everything in order, don't be, you know, just be aware of changes that come. And if you are manifesting money, and we all have a manifest money and good things, like loads of things can happen at once, and they did for me last week. I've ended up buying a new car, like wasn't something I was going to do. And I had it on my vision board, a car that I wanted, and it was white. And I thought, you know, it's on my vision board, I'm going to do it. I don't know when it's going to come, but I just ended up seeing this car and getting it, and I just can't believe I've got it. So, I was super grateful of my other car. I'm absolutely super grateful, even more grateful of the features of this new car. But you know what? That shows upgrade. It shows that I'm celebrating my business and what I'm doing, that I work hard. It's little things like that. So, you know, we do things for ourselves. We might have a bit more extra money coming in, or somebody might give us something, but we have to appreciate that. And I've talked, I think it's in episode one, about luxury items, how to bring luxury items into your life without making it expensive, but still feeling like we've got a little bit of like luxury. And that could be, I've said to people, like, go for a coffee and a cake, or have your best butter, you know, just go get some nice towels that week. I do little things like that because I quite appreciate things like that. So you might go to one supermarket and go to another one and get something different, like a meal deal. And that's luxury for me, because that's something that you wouldn't normally do in your weekly shop. And if you've had a really good week working, you've got a bit of extra money, go and treat yourself to something small. It doesn't have to be something that you feel guilty of. It's just something for you. Because then you're also telling the universe that you are worthy of that, and you are ready to receive more money, because we're all ready to receive more money. But money can scare us. People say money is the root of all evil, but we have to look at money in a way of gratitude and looking at what we've got, because sometimes people... We can be ungrateful, we all do it, and that looking at other person and what they've got, and it's not fair, I haven't got this, but that's just life. We're humans, we can be envious, we can be jealous, but we can't be. We've got to be grateful for what we have got, and be grateful for that other person, because when we start being grateful for that other person, we start seeing it happen for us, we start seeing the shift. So start giving yourself some manifesting wins this week, start celebrating. Being a parent, no matter what age you are, I might be a grandparent, and look at all the good things that surround that. And I think once we start visualizing and focusing on all the positives and balancing everything in our lives, I feel like the penny will just drop. Honestly, it'll just click. And my friend Lindsay, this week we've been talking quite a bit, and she said, I can't believe how much your sound advice has helped me so much in the last year, calm myself down. And I think sometimes we can be chaotic. I'm a chaotic person. We have to give ourselves some balance, some structure, we have to give ourselves, not just looking at the present now, like looking at the future and what's ahead. What do we want? What do we want from our relationships? That's the most important thing. Like, if everything's going well in work, in our life, we're earning money, but our personal relationships aren't good, that's really hard. It's so hard to keep manifesting when something's not right. Once we start making them shifts, then I feel like everything just falls into place. And you know, you have them epiphanies when you just think, I'm having a good day, things are good this week. When you start saying it in your inner dialogue, you're starting to talk to yourself and say, yeah, things are good at the minute, I'm really happy with the way they are. That's when you know, when you start to be happy, more content, waking up feeling good. So we have bad days, of course, we're going to have bad days, but we also should have more positive days. I might wake up feeling in pain, But I think, right, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to have a bath, I'm going to do things. I can look at it one way, I can look at it, I can manifest this pain all day long, or I can carry on with my habit stacking, just drop the intensity to whatever I'm doing today, try and have a few minutes of active meditation. So it's just looking at your day, you know, reevaluating it on a day-to-day basis, but still keeping as consistent as we can, especially with our diary. So let me know how you are this week. Are you giving yourself enough credit? Are you manifesting to the best of your ability? Are you struggling right now? It doesn't matter. We all struggle, and it's so easy just to pick back up again. And if you're following me on my socials, you'll probably only see positivity from me, because that's what I try and adopt that approach, because it's so easy to manifest the opposite. And you don't want that, because once we see somebody else feeling that way, it affects us. So another person's positivity. So if you can make someone happy and, you know, make someone feel good that day, or just do something for somebody else, you always feel better inside. And remember, as parents, that we're going to do our best, and we're not perfect. No one's perfect, but we can just allow ourselves to make mistakes and allow ourselves to relook at things and understand what's going on. And just step back up and just carry on. And that's all I do as a mum. And having a child with additional needs, it changes every day for me. It is, I've had to accept what my life is, what challenges face us. It's motherhood. We don't know how our children are going to be. I have parents, friends my age, with children my age, as my son, and they're completely different. They might be excelling, but they're also getting into gangs, they're getting into trouble. My son's completely opposite. He's more of a younger age approach. So I'm still in the nurturing side for my son. But academically, I've got to support him. I've got to support his personal needs, everything. But I don't mind, because I give time and space for that, and I've accepted it. So that's all it is. So let me know what you're up to this week. Are you giving yourself enough credit? Are you manifesting? Have you dropped off a little bit? Send me a message. Come on, follow me. Facebook, Lindsay Williams. Instagram, Busy Mums Fitness Corner. But all my links are in my link tree for everything. So, yeah, I'm going to go now. So, happy manifesting, and have a great weekend. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye. Did you know you can join and support the show by becoming a Patreon, with extra podcast audio, self-development and health support? Don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss an episode, and if you could rate and review the show, that would be great. And thanks for listening. Oh, don't go yet. Did you know you can find me on Amazon? I have over 20 self-published books, from manifesting planners, weight loss and meal planning, gratitude and time blocking, and many more. Bye for now.